With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
Damian Lillard's 34 points were too much for the Lakers last night. LeBron made history by becoming the first player to ever have 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 15 assists in a playoff game, but it wasn't enough. The Blazers ended the game on a 19-6 run to win 100-93. And we're now joined by Fox Sports NBA analyst Chris Broussard. Chris, I gotta know, what was your biggest takeaway from last night?
First of all, let me say this, Jen. Pardon my face. I was on the beach watching the game, and no sunscreen. Shoot. The sun treated my face worse than the Blazers treated the Lakers last night. So my biggest takeaway is that the Lakers cannot shoot in a league that is increasingly built around shooting, and even more so in the bubble. And that's a major problem. But they can't shoot the basketball. They got obviously a historic performance from LeBron, even though there's room for growth there for sure. Anthony Davis could do more, certainly in late in the game, but he had 28 and 11. And they still only managed 93 points against the Portland Trail Blazers, a team that had been giving up 123 points a game in the bubble. They shot 5 for 32, 15% from three. LeBron, AD, Kuzma, KCP were a combined 2 for 20 from three-point land. That's the Lakers' biggest problem. They cannot shoot. And I know it was worse in the bubble, but it was bad all season. They're in the bottom 10 in three-point shooting during the season. Even their two superstars, as great as they are, LeBron and AD, neither of them is great shooters. So sometimes even if they have it going, you're still trading 2 for 3, especially against a team like Portland. So that was my major takeaway. Look, let's be honest, the Lakers' defense wasn't that bad. It was better than I expected on the perimeter defense against the Blazers. I don't know if it was all defense or Blazers were just off, but Dame, CJ, Carmelo, Gary Trent Jr., none of them were on fire. Damon caught fire from three in the fourth, but throughout the game, none of them were really on fire like they had been in the previous weeks. And still, it was too much for the Lakers because when you can't shoot, you have no room for error. Your defense has to be on for pretty much 48 minutes, and you have to get great performances from AD and LeBron. And so that's my biggest takeaway, and I think they'll still win the series. I'm going to stick with my pick, but going forward, it could hurt them.
I agree with you, and that's what I said earlier. Skip, 5 of 32 from the three. That's 16%. They only shot 10 of 54 outside of the restricted area. That's 19%. On catch and shoot, they were 6 of 30. What is that? I mean, they're wide open. At one point last night, I was like, if Danny Green hit the rim, we get a point. Because he couldn't even hit the rim. I mean, Kuzma's in the corner on a corner three. He hits the side of the backboard. I'm like, are you trying to hit? I mean, like, what is this? You're not at the fair trying to dunk the clown in the water by hitting the bullseye. Put the ball in the basket. I mean, they are wide open. And when they have these two bigs, and see, the Lakers, when you have two bigs like that, LeBron can't get downhill because there were a couple of times that he got downhill and Whiteside met him at the rim. Nurkic is there clogging up the paint, so they really can't play the two bigs because they got shooters. So if you try to play two bigs, that means somebody's going to have to scramble and try to get out of one of those bigs when they hit you in the pick and roll. This has been concerning for me, but what's even more concerning than the shooting, Chris, is that down the stretch, they couldn't get stops. They could not get stops. And they went on a 19-6 run, and remember we talked about it last week. The Nuggets backup shot 68% in the fourth quarter. Well, if the Nuggets backups are shooting like that, what the hell you think Dame and CJ going to do? Melo made a big shot. Trent Jr. made a big shot. But the difference was Dame. Dame is special. And like you said, he didn't go crazy. And they still beat you by seven. I'm worried. I ain't even like it. You know what, kids? I can't even put on a good face. I put on my best outfit. My grandma said, boy, put on your best outfit, you'll feel better. I put on my best outfit, and I still feel terrible.
My turn. This game, to me, was all about the king. This game was about the man that is called by the man across from me, the GOAT. Proclaimed the MVP of this regular season. This game was about LeBron James down the stretch because, to LeBron's credit, when Damian Lillard made his first three at 737, what did LeBron counter with? He made his only three. Yeah. It was a big one because all of a sudden you go back up six, and then Dame dribbles the ball back up the court, and I thought it was probably a foul, but he gets bounced sideways, and he just traveled. They called a travel by Dwight. Dwight got away with bouncing him to the side. And all of a sudden, LeBron James has the ball in his hands with a six-point lead with 7 minutes left in what was a virtual Lakers home game. At least when the Lakers scored, the crowd noise that was piped in went up. At least you had a slight, quote-unquote, home court advantage. And down the stretch of that game, the king has to just slam the door. And what did the king do? With 4:22 left, he went to the free throw line. I always say he is the worst late game star free throw shooter in the history of this league. And he goes right up to the line and misses both of them. Anthony Davis missed both of them right on top of that. And the point is, when your two stars, your co-stars, go to the free throw line and go goose eggs, miss both of them, it's psychologically devastating for your whole squad. So then what does LeBron do next? He drives and misses a layup. To your point, they're playing the double bigs, and Whiteside got his hand up, and LeBron had to try to arc it too high up off the glass, and he left it a little bit short. And then he got one tip-in shot, which was a little bit lucky, but he did tip one in at the 2:12 mark, and that cut it to four. And then he had a three-point shot, did LeBron James, with 30 seconds left, to cut it to two. Could have gotten dicey for the Blazers at that point, and he missed that. It's just not good enough. If you're that guy in that circumstance, up six with 7 minutes left, you have to close it. You have to figure out how to march to the free throw line and make enough of them to get you home. Because, as Chris Broussard has brought up many times on this show, he's talked to many people, does Anthony Davis have that dog in him? Well, we haven't ever seen it. We didn't see it last night because in the fourth quarter, he got real quiet. He took three shots and made one. How many rebounds did he have in the fourth quarter? One. Quiet. Did he block any shots in the fourth quarter?
No.
Nope. Quiet.
Minus 11.
Yeah. Minus 11. I'm sorry. That's not good enough. So everything fell on the shoulders of the guy at the end of year 17, LeBron James. And he couldn't get it home. He had all kinds of chances, but he couldn't. And I'm sorry, it's not good enough. Your two stars have to take that game over up six with 7 minutes left, and neither did.
Look, I've said it on here before. LeBron has proven he can be clutch. What, he got five buzzer beaters in the playoffs? Mm-hmm. That's more than Michael Jordan three, Kobe Bryant one combined. However, LeBron faces challenges in the clutch. And because he's not a great jump shooter. So he either has to go all the way to the rim because he doesn't really have that pull-up mid-range shot, right? Or he has to shoot a long three, but he's not a great three-point shooter.
Nope.
If he's hot, if he's in one of those moments where he's just catching fire, yeah, he'll hit it. But like Shannon said, going all the way to the rim against Whiteside and Nurkic, you got to try to get the foul. I get it. You got to try to go there, even if they're going to block the shot. You still have to attack, and if you get fouled, you got to go to the line. But then there's a challenge there because he's not a very good free throw shooter. So that is – we're seeing it with Giannis to a greater degree. I mean, LeBron's a much better shooter than Giannis. But we saw it in Milwaukee with Giannis. Teams pack in that paint and say, shoot the basketball, and now somebody else has to beat you. And that's the challenge that the Lakers have. But who else is going to beat you? If AD's going silent in the fourth.
But here's the thing with AD. Think about this. He had Melo had five fouls. Whiteside had five. Nurkic had five.
They all had five.
Yep. I mean, all you got to do is just keep driving
Keep driving the ball.
And you settling for threes. I mean, he airballed a couple of them. So, I mean, they weren't even close, though, Chris. I can see it, the ball lipping out. They rimmed that and come out. But these weren't even close. You got – they're two bigs with five fouls, and you're falling away, and you're trying to shoot floaters. That's not AD's game. AD's better than this. These are the moments you are a big – and being a big for the Lakers is different than being a big anywhere else. No other big matter. Yeah, there have been great bigs that, you know, your Knicks or the Celtics, but it only matters when you a big play for the Lakers. Mm. That's what it is. And AD, you got to rise to the occasion. LeBron is going to have to play better. Yeah, he had 23 points and a big triple-double, but it took him 20 shots. AD had 28, but it took him 24 shots. No, that's not good enough. You got to be – these guys shot 50% from the floor in the regular season. This is not good enough. This won't win it. This – hey. Charles might be right. If you don't come play better than what you've been playing, you get swept. And then they're going to clean house. Mm-hmm. Vogel will be gone. Ain't no question about it. They get swept, he's gone.
Mm. Look, this is going to sound crazy, but I've said it to several people. AD is kind of like a tweener. And by tweener, I mean he's not a great perimeter player in the line of a Kevin Durant, a Dirk Nowitzki, you know, somebody like that.
Right.
But he doesn't want to – he said it. He doesn't want to play center. And so there are guys in the league that put up huge numbers, and if they get their shot blocked or they can't have their way in a certain part of the court, they really don't want to go there. And I think to your point, Shannon, even he could have went at those guys and got them fouled out of the game.
Yes.
But he didn't want to risk getting the shot blocked, bodying them up, because he's really kind of a tweener. He's a good post player, but he's not a great one. He's a good three-point shooter or perimeter shooter, but he's not a great one. So what does he go to at the end of the game?
Well, time out. All I ever have heard on this show from the guy across from me is nobody can stop him.
They can't.
He can score on anybody.
He can.
At any time.
Except
last night.
Except when he want to shoot fall away three-pointers, step back threes, yeah. Go to the bench. You got these guys. You got four guys with five fouls, and all of them tried to guard you. If you don't put any pressure on them, Skip, look, you're going to get your – look, if you play basketball, you're going to get dunked on. You're going to get your shot blocked. It's just like in football. You play long enough, you're going to get your bell rung. Anybody that caught the football or played running back said they didn't get the bell rung, they're lying. So you're going to get your shot blocked, AD, but you got to challenge Whiteside. You got to challenge Nurkic. Look, they got to play a lot better, and they can't keep getting off to these slow starts. And another thing, LeBron, you might have to take it upon yourself to be aggressive, because he spends the entire first quarter trying to get Anthony Davis going, and he can't get himself into a rhythm. You might need to get into a rhythm and say, AD, you need to come along with me because I need to get this thing going.
Mm. Now to Damian Lillard. I want to congratulate him for overcoming extraordinary pressure that had built on him last night into the fourth quarter. Remember, he came into the game in the fourth quarter with 10:15 left. And over the next 3 minutes, he missed two more shots and had another turnover. Wasn't pretty. So he had gone in the last three games over fourth quarter spans. And that would obviously be the Brooklyn game, the Memphis game, and last night against the Lakers. That over those three fourth quarters, he had gone 22 minutes without scoring a basket. That's extraordinary for a superstar to go that long without scoring a single hoop. It's almost two full fourth quarters over three games that you had not scored from the field. Also, in the very game that you were playing last night, you'd gone through a weird long drought where you hadn't scored a basket from mid-second quarter all the way to mid-fourth quarter. Your legacy is starting to be in question. And what do? You finally say, enough of me. Giving the ball up with this half-court trap, they're sending a big. They're sending Anthony Davis out there. All I have to do is have my big come out and pick for me, and I'm running downhill. I can get by Alex Caruso any day, any night that I want to, because mostly that's who was guarding Damian Lillard. Alex Caruso, the Caruso. Stop it. So he started to separate from the attempted trap at half court. He could just get space wherever he wanted to. And he started saying, what do I do best? Well, he shoots from distance. So he made one from 26 feet. Then he made one from 30 feet. Then he came right back and said, I got this. And he made one from 36 feet. That's a logo Lillard shot. Three in a row, mid fourth quarter. As I told Shannon, I wanted to see him finish it off the way Jamal Murray did Utah 2 days ago. Just hammer it home all the way. But no, he gave up. He passed the rock and Melo hit the dagger. And then Gary Trent Jr. hit the final dagger. But again, I applaud Damian because that was dire circumstance for him personally and his legacy with 7:37 left. And I don't know if he had been special up to that point, but he was for the next 3 minutes.
Those last two threes were incredible. Because you, like, I think that last logo three was more impressive than the one he hit a few games ago. Because
you
it was
argue.
Off a pick, a high pick and
yep,
roll, and Anthony
was.
Davis
yep.
was coming at him. And I see, Skip, look, I think Dame definitely has to play well. Like, he has to keep playing well, not bubble well, because that was otherworldly, but keep playing well. But I kind of think he's playing with house money. Like, no, most people don't expect him. I know there's a growing number now that expect him to win this series, but most people would not fault him for losing to LeBron and Anthony Davis unless he just plays poorly. But he wasn't playing that badly. Obviously, he was hot in the first half. It was quiet, but I kind of like that because he does have other players. He's not dominating the basketball. He's not over-dribbling.
No.
And what you see is that because a CJ is touching the rock, a Melo is touching the rock, a Gary Trent Jr. is touching the ball, when they need to hit big shots, they have stepped up and hit them as opposed to the Lakers where those guys haven't stepped up. I don't know if they're just out of rhythm or really they just can't shoot. But
that,
he's had
that,
he's
that latter part you see.
Hey,
if
you're going to beat the Lakers plus 24 points from the three-point line, you're going to win those games. That's just too many points to give up from the three-point line.
But, Skip, they dominated the Blazers on the offensive rebound 17-5. Mm. So think about how many second-chance points you could have created off that if you could actually shoot the basketball. If they shoot 30%, they probably win this game. Skip, if they shoot 30% from the three, they win this game by 10.
Man. What happened to that guy, JaVale McGee? What happened to Dwight Howard? I don't know. Were they out there?
Dwight gets some of the ticky attack. If Dwight pick up one foul, in the next 30 seconds, he's going to get another two.
Mm. No mercy.
Despite LeBron's historic triple-double, the King couldn't get enough help from his teammates in their game one loss to the Blazers. Up six, midway through the fourth quarter, the Lakers still lost by seven. L.A. shot just 15% from three, and after the game, LeBron admitted the team had breakdowns down the stretch. Chris Broussard still with us. Chris, I start with you. How much trouble are the Lakers in?
Well, look, I'm sticking with my pick of Lakers in six. I'll stick with that. I said there was a 10% chance that the Blazers win the series before it started. I'm going to up that to 27%. 27% now. The Blazers have a chance. But here's what needs to happen. And look, LeBron had a tremendous floor game last night. I mean, obviously, it was a historic stat line that we've never seen. But he's going to have to be more aggressive as a scorer.
Yes.
Because he has to realize, I'm getting no help other than AD, who doesn't really do it in the fourth quarter. I am getting no help. And we've always compared LeBron to Magic Johnson. He's more like Magic than Michael, especially now that he's playing point guard for the LA Lakers. But one thing that Magic always knew was when he had to be a scorer first. If Kareem was there and Worthy was there and Byron Scott had it going, Magic was content to just get guys involved and pass the basketball. But when one of those guys wasn't there or multiple guys weren't there, he would become a scorer even though that wasn't his nature. LeBron's going to have to do that. And so some people are calling for like Alex Caruso to start. Maybe you do that and LeBron's more off the ball. And then he has more of a mentality just to score. But whatever the case, he's going to have to be more aggressive looking for a shot. And I know he doesn't always like finishing over seven-footers. And they've got two of them in Portland. And you saw he had trouble finishing at the rim yesterday. But he's going to have to keep attacking. And if it means getting your shot blocked, if it means getting fouled and not finishing and have to go to the free throw line, he's going to have to do it. But these guys aren't going to give him enough help. Kuzma will be hot a game or two or maybe more. AD is going to give you his points early in the game, but LeBron's going to have to take it upon himself to do a little bit more scoring if they're going to win. 23 points for LeBron is low.
Yes, exactly. And that's what that's my point. I believe he needs to up that. He needs to be closer to 30 than down around the 20 mark. But if you look at the starters were 3 for 23 from the three-point line. You're not beating anybody with that. And then late game free throws. You missed 11 free throws. You shot 35% from the floor. And then your defense collapsed, as LeBron mentioned, in the second half of the ball game. But look, until they get some shooting, because I've said this early on, if Danny Green is not knocking down threes, he's a liability on the offensive end because now they're playing 5-on-4. And he's not the defensive guy. He's not Avery Bradley. He's not one of these guys that you just go, you know, wow, he's just. And maybe, I talked to Skip about this earlier, Chris. Maybe it's because he's exerting so much energy, trying to guard Dame, trying to guard CJ. The same thing with KCP. But when they weren't guarding guys that were CJ and Dame in the bubble, they were still struggling shooting the threes. So we can't use that as an excuse or saying, well, maybe they have dead legs. They got to play better. But even if they play better, I need my stars to shine bright. Because when it gets night, I want to look up in the sky and I want to see stars. And I want to see it shining. And my two stars did not shine like they were supposed to last night. I go outside at 10 o'clock at night. I need to see stars, Skip. I need to see stars, Chris Broussard. And I didn't see no stars.
Tomorrow night, you'll see stars. I know I said Lakers in 3. I'm now saying Lakers in 5. Enough of this doom and gloom. They're still the Lakers. It's still LeBron James and Anthony Davis, and they're just better than Portland. It is time for them to impose their will psychologically on this team. It's time for them to go out and have a tour de force game they are highly capable of having. And to me, it starts with what I think they should do tomorrow morning. They should go to shoot around. There was a story 2 weeks ago out of the bubble that LeBron James, Anthony Davis had finally decided, we don't love shoot arounds anymore. We don't go. I don't know any other NBA team that doesn't go to shoot arounds. I might be missing one. Maybe it's been under the radar. But it's time to go back to shoot around. If for nothing else, just to change your luck.
Right.
Just to break the hex.
Shoot around.
Yeah, just to shoot around. Shoot three-point shots. Feel better about yourselves. Because you guys know, three-point shooting is a state of mind. It's psychological confidence. It's a feeling. It's an aura that you get. And it's contagious on a team. And once somebody makes one and then somebody else makes another one, you see what happens. Mm-hmm. I've seen Danny Green make 6 or 8 in a row. Yeah. I have. I saw him on, what was that night, November the 1st at Dallas? Who made the shot of shots in the corner?
Skip, you remember opening night against the Clippers?
Yeah.
He had 28.
He did. He had 28. I've seen it before. I'm a Danny Green friend and fan. I've been watching him since he was a baby in this league. And for all those years with the Spurs, it can be heaven, it can be hell. He set the 2013 NBA Finals record for threes in a finals. Mm-hmm. And yet, this can happen too. And this year, there's been more hell than heaven.
Yes.
Okay, I get all that, but you should go to shoot around and try to start a new trend. I also think Rajon Rondo is crucial to this team, and I'm pretty sure he's been cleared medically. You need to start playing him because he brings an edge to this team. He brings a playmaking. He brings a made man feel because obviously he was the point guard on a championship team in Boston. They need his attitude back on the floor. He plays with more urgency and is a better disruptor on defense than these guys have been. And finally, I want to see Kyle Kuzma play the whole fourth quarter. Chris, I told Shannon, Kyle Kuzma was warming up. He'd scored 4 straight points. And with 8.5 minutes left, Vogel yanks him. And I'm like, wow, he was just getting going.
Yeah.
And here came, guess who? Danny Green.
Darn.
And it's for defensive purposes, I'm pretty sure. Because who does Kuzma guard? I'm not sure. It's got to be either Dame or CJ.
Well, at that point in time, if you only had like 85 points, you talk about defense, you need somebody to score.
You need a shooter. You need a no-conscience shooter down the stretch of the fourth quarter. So Kuzma sat for 4 minutes and came back in, and they had gone from up 6 to down 2. And the rest of the game, he didn't take another shot. He tried a tip on an offensive rebound and missed it. But no other shots from Kyle Kuzma. You need to get your shooters shooting in the fourth quarter, so I didn't get that. But I still say if they'll come right out of the gates tomorrow night and impose their will, they are the better basketball team, and obviously they were all year long.
Look, here's the thing, and I'm sticking with them, so I'm with you, Skip. But Portland is legitimate. We should not think of this as the Portland of the regular season. Because I have always loved Yusef Nurkic. I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer, All Pro, or anything like that, but he's got swagger. He's got toughness. Mm-hmm. He's got skill.
He does.
And he wasn't there all season. Hassan Whiteside, we've seen in the past, he can put up, 16 points a night and give you 12 rebounds.
It's a contract year. Shots.
His problem usually is that he can't get out and guard the three. Right, that's where he gets exposed because he won't go out there. He can't go out there and guard the three. But against the Lakers, you don't really have to worry about that.
Right.
So now those two are valuable. Carmelo, we know he's not as good as LeBron. He's actually even a year older than LeBron. But he's not afraid of LeBron. That's the thing. Melo doesn't, cower at the sight of LeBron James like some players. And we know Dame and CJ aren't. So they aren't afraid of the Lakers. They shoot much better than the Lakers. Their big men don't get exposed on the perimeter like they do against other teams when they play the Lakers. So this is going to be a serious threat to the Lakers. I'm sticking with them, but they got their hands full.
So obviously there's no Avery Bradley. So obviously you don't have a premier perimeter defender to guard either Dame or CJ. Mm-hmm. So obviously Portland's going to score points. That, as Shannon pointed out, to hold them to 100, pretty good, actually. But you have to outscore them. Your mindset, your approach has to be, we have to outscore them.
Yes.
So, LeBron James, you have to be selfish tomorrow night. You can't worry about how many assists you get. You need to score the basketball.
LeBron might need to have that same stat line, but with 30, 35 points.
I totally agree.
And Anthony Davis is going to need to be, he's going to have to be what he was in the regular season against Portland, which is about 30, 31, 32, and 11. That's what he's going to have to be. But he's going to have to be efficient. Neither guy was efficient.
No.
Yeah, they got numbers, nice numbers.
Yeah.
But that was that's a very inefficient way to get those numbers. And what we know about these two guys, they are efficient ball players, especially LeBron James.
AD needs to realize that his reputation is on the line. I'm not saying people aren't going to think he's a great player. But remember, in New Orleans, mostly on the national scene, people weren't paying that much attention to them. They're just looking at box scores, seeing, wow, look at these numbers AD puts up, and, players are hurt, so he doesn't have a lot of help. But now that spotlight is on him.
Yeah.
And people are scrutinizing his game like never before. And if they continue to see stuff like this, it will hurt his reputation.
Yep. No mercy.
Saturday on Fox, the MLS regular season returns. Catch Diego Rossi as he leads LAFC in the next chapter of the El Tráfico rivalry against Chicharito and the Galaxy. The action begins 6 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. Damian Lillard continues to will the Blazers into victories. Last night, Dame dropped a game-high 34 points and was a whopping plus 19 for the night. He also went 6 of 13 from deep that included a go-ahead 36-footer in the fourth quarter. And I gotta admit here, I am becoming a Dame fan. It's fun to watch. Shannon, give Dame a letter grade.
A plus. He continues to shine for the Lakers. Yeah, wow. Skip, I got you. Because the fourth quarter comes around and you know what time it is. Everybody starts pointing at them watches.
Mm.
And it ain't talking about no Gucci either.
Mm.
The huge three, Skip, they had a 6-point lead. The scramble, it looks like AD and Caruso is going to get the ball. And next thing you know, Blazers come up with it, kick it to Dame. Dame sidestep, let Danny Green goes by. As the clock goes off, the ball's in the air. It splashes nothing but net.
Mm.
The three threes. The two big assists. Skip, sometimes, we got to stop looking at it because for me is that having a playing with John Elway, my quarterback, Skip, sometimes it wasn't about throwing the touchdown. Sometimes it was about making crucial throws that kept us on the field. And sometimes, even though Dame is not scoring, he's doing other things that puts his team in position to win the game. Those are huge threes. Those are backbreakers. And nothing breaks your back more than a big play. And, Skip, you know, having covering football, and I know that's what your background, you love the sport of football. There's something about an 80-yard touchdown pass that gets the crowd going more so than a one-yard TD run. There's just something about that. It's something about that three-point shot that's more exciting now. It used to be the dunk, but now it's the three-point shot that gets the crowd. Although it's no crowd, it gets their team energized. And he was able to hit three, and as you mentioned, it goes from 26 to 30 to 36 feet, and he's going further and further and further, back. And he was great. He was what you wanted to, you wanted to see your stars in the fourth quarter do something that helped their team win. He did that. He made the big shots. He made the big plays. I have no choice but to give him an A+.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I also have a choice, and I'm going to give him a B+.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I lost him for two full quarters, from mid-second quarter all the way to almost mid-fourth quarter. It wasn't Dame time. He was missing in action. He didn't score a single basket over two full quarters of play. And for that matter, he had not scored a single basket until that three-pointer with 7:37 left over two full fourth quarters of play that stretched all the way back to the Brooklyn game. Last 7-12 of the Brooklyn game, no baskets. All the fourth quarter against Memphis, no baskets. The first 3 minutes that he came into the game last night in the fourth quarter, it was not Dame time. He missed two shots and had a turnover. And then, to your point, there was a loose ball scramble and a kick to him. And at 7:37, he had a wide-open, sort of standalone, uncontested three-point shot. And to his credit, he made it. I believe he has such a high basketball IQ that he knew he was in a dire circumstance at that point because the pressure was mounting because he'd gone so long over three straight games of fourth quarters without scoring a basket and so long in that game without scoring a basket. To his credit, he made that one. Wide open as it was, sometimes those are the hardest to make. And he ripped it. And he felt better about himself. And then he said, heck with this trap. I just want my big to come pick for me because I can separate from Alex Caruso. And he separated on the next one down and shot a 30-footer and made it. And that one was with 5:46 left, and that tied the game. So that's a big shot. And then with 3:13 left, he put them ahead by three with an absolute bomb. He shot that one from Cape Canaveral, and he made it clean as whistle. Blow the whistle, isn't that the East Oakland song?
Yes.
So he blew that whistle from deep.
I thought that was supposed to be a Laker game. How the hell we played an anthem?
You know what? That's a good question. Who did hit that button? That's a good point.
Yeah, he'll get fired. We got to fire his butt.
Wasn't that a too short song?
Yeah, that was too short from Oakland. Too short from Oaktown.
Yeah, okay. But Dame was over.
Yeah, he going dumb. He went stupid with it.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Who did that?
I want to know. That's a very good question that you should ask. That was a Laker home game. Who hit that button?
Yes.
Okay. It sounds like somebody with the Lakers is becoming a Dame fan, too.
Yeah, secretly undercover. But, right? Skip, he had 9 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists in the fourth quarter. And if you remember, Nurkic had just picked up his fifth foul. Nurkic is on the time. When he hit that three and the Lakers called timeout, he's doing this. He's like, you know what time it is. It's Dame time.
Okay.
Skip, you told me you wanted to see him score something other than free throws.
Okay, but I did want him to take it home.
He did.
And he did not take it home.
Yes, he did.
There's 3 minutes and 13 seconds left. Did you see Jamal Murray 2 days ago?
Skip.
Against Utah? Did you see what he did?
Skip.
He just said, give me the damn ball and get out of my way. The last 139 against Utah, Jamal Murray scored 8 straight points and then went to overtime and scored 10 straight
points. Let that sink in.
That's closing.
As hard as Jamal Murray was, and he had 18 over the last 5 minutes.
No, last 139.
He only had
16.
He only had 2 more points than Dame Lillard.
Two more points how?
Total points. total 36-34.
Okay, for the whole game.
Yes.
But remember, Jamal Murray down to the 139 left in the fourth quarter, he had only 18 points, mm-hmm. and he wound up with 36.
Yes.
That's impossible.
And Dame was coached and said, you know what, this game about to get out of hand. Mm. Let me go ahead and do what I do.
Well,
boom, 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 boom,
okay,
boom.
I give you that because he needed to make those shots. And then, remember, LeBron canceled his first three with a three of his own.
Yeah, and then he comes right back.
Okay, but then Dame's dribbling the ball off the floor and he gets bumped by Dwight. I thought it was a foul, but they called a travel. Mm-hmm. So all of a sudden, LeBron's got the ball back. And here we went, and Dame saved them. But then the two who brought it home were Carmelo with a dagger and then Gary Trent Jr. with another dagger. And those came at 233 and 115. Dame was quiet the last 313. Yeah. Took another three and missed it.
Any good team, if you smart, you say if anybody other than Dame. Skip, I'm going to live with that. I'm going to let Melo. Now, I know Melo has hit some big buckets.
He has.
Melo has a lot of game-winning shots on his resume. He got a lot of game winners on his ball.
He's had them this year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Skip, you remember that Memphis game? He the one that tied and got into overtime with that three.
Huge.
He did it again on Saturday.
Yep.
So I'm not surprised, Melo. Gary Trent Jr. is the one that's showing me something because he's not afraid.
He didn't show me much until that shot.
But he's not afraid.
He is not afraid.
Yeah.
And you know why he's not? Because he grew up around pro basketball locker rooms.
Yep.
He was in NBA locker rooms because his father was a decent NBA.
Is that player. Normally how it works, Skip? You look at Steph Curry, you look at Klay Thompson, you look at these guys that grew up around it, Grant Hill, you look at these guys that grew up around that situation, and they're not in awe of the moment. Mm-hmm. Even though he's a second-year player, he played, that was a big shot. Mm-hmm. That was a big shot, and I was like, there's no way he's going to take and make that.
Yep.
And he switched it.
And he fearlessly attempted to guard LeBron James for much of the game.
And I just knew, I was ready. You know, Miss Tripp Dub, she had been in quarantine. Mm-hmm. You know, Jenny, she arrived late, so she had to stay an extra 3 or 4 days in quarantine. Mm. But she made it out just in time. She was watching the game.
Really?
Yeah, Miss Tripp Dub was down there in the bubble.
She cannot go into the
bubble. Yeah, she can. You can have, if you got close family and friends.
not yet.
Yeah.
That's for the second round.
That we there.
She was in the bubble. LeBron's got to be quarantined now.
He's
got to be quarantined for eight days.
You see LeBron always has his mask on, and she was there?
Really?
Yeah, but she had quarantined everything. She was good.
You're saying she stayed 6 feet away?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw stars, too, because I was raving my head. I got to stop getting like this, Skip, because it's almost like I'm playing. Because when we lost the game, Skip, I couldn't sleep. And now I worked myself up. With the football game, especially the Lakers, man, I can't sleep. I'm tossing and turning.
Yep.
I'm done.
Really?
I ain't watching the game. No, you have to tell me how it happened.
I am here to tell you, you have no issues. You're okay. They're going to win tomorrow night.
I get so worked up. The dogs are worked up. They, because I'm on it. You know how it is, Skip.
I know. Nobody knows better than I know.
I keep thinking about Miss Tripp Dub. Made an appearance. Didn't get the job done.
Nah, she didn't.
Sorry.
We got to send her butt home. No mercy.
LeBron became the first player to ever have 20 points, 15 rebounds, and 15 assists in a playoff game last night. He also gave the Lakers a 6-point lead with a three in the fourth, but failed to connect on another three to bring the game within 2 points with just 30 seconds remaining. And get this, it was just the second time in his career that LeBron lost game one in the first round of the playoffs. That really stood out to me. Shannon, give LeBron a letter grade, please.
I'm going to give him a C-, Skip.
Really?
Yeah. It just goes to show you the level of greatness. When a man can do something that's never been done in the history of the playoffs, and the best he can get from me, one of his staunchest supporters.
I would say the staunchest.
One of.
Yeah.
is a C-, because the bar, as you said, the bar is 8 feet, and only one person has ever cleared that bar. So for me, Skip, look, he lost. So we start with that. He lost. Then the two missed free throws. Can't happen. It can't happen. We needed those.
Yep.
Especially after AD had just marched to the line and missed both of his.
Yeah.
You could ill afford to give up just 4 points. That's four easy free points right there that you left by the wayside. Mm. He drove the ball 16 times, which is more than he normally does. But when you got 2 7-footers rated on your Skip, it's kind of hard to get all the way to the rim. So he trusted his shooters. But I think the thing is LeBron's going to have to trust a little less. Skip, it's okay. It's okay. You're giving them an opportunity. But here's the thing. Nobody's going to care that KCP went over. Mm-hmm. No one's going to care about Danny Green. Nobody's going to care about Caruso.
Yep.
This is all about you and Anthony Davis.
Yep.
The Lakers team is tied to you and AD. Mm-hmm. And you and AD need to make sure you bring this thing home. Skip, I thought he worked hard on defense. He drew a charge on Whiteside.
He did.
He tied up CJ, got a jump ball out of it, and ended up getting a layup out of it.
It was a good play.
Yeah, it was. Mm-hmm. Skip, LeBron is going to have to be more of a scorer and maybe less of a facilitator because though all those little assists were nice, they missed entirely too many shots. Mm. So take it upon yourself, say, you know what? I'm going to draw these fouls. I'm going to get their big butts in foul trouble. I'm going to march to the free throw line. And on Thursday night, I'm going to go 13 of 15 from the foul line. Anthony Davis is going to go 14 of 14 from the foul line.
Yep.
I'm going to have a 30-point triple-dub. AD's going to give me 30, and we're going to win this game. And we're going to say, okay, now we're going to play basketball.
Wow. So what's the old line, the cliche? I can criticize my wife, but you'd better not,
right?
So you are criticizing your quote-unquote wife, LeBron.
Right.
But I'd better not. Because if I leveled that kind of criticism at your man, you would be steamed at me.
Yeah.
But you are steamed at your Lakers, and it's now trickled all the way down to LeShannon's LeBron, right?
Yeah.
So I have never heard you with, you know, heap such doom and gloom on LeBron James'
I'm
head.
Objective.
Well, this is the first day in the history of our program you have been objective. It seriously is. I'm in awe of this. You gave him a C minus?
C minus.
I wrote down, let me get my list, C. I wrote down C because this stat line has never been accomplished in the history of the playoffs.
Right.
Think about that. Nobody has ever put up these kind of numbers. I know the points are fairly low, 23. It's a good number. It's the Michael Jordan number that he stole, but it's a good number. He stole it. So it's 23 points, but it's 17 rebounds and 16 assists, yet LeShannon was objective enough to look through those numbers, past them and underneath them, to wait a second. Those are really misleading.
Yes.
Because they did lose, and he did go 1 for 5 from the three-point line, and he did go 4 out of 7 from the free throw line. Not good enough, not good enough.
Right.
He also had 4 turnovers, not the worst he's ever had.
but they only had 9 of the team, Skip, so they took care of the ball.
Pretty well.
Yeah.
He got carried away with his assists. He gets a little whipped creamy where he's just trying, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try that. And sometimes, like Markieff Morris just wasn't ready. I didn't know you were even going to try that. It was still a pretty good pass.
Yeah.
It just goes right out of bounds.
Right.
Okay. So the point is, I'm going to go back to end of game. You can't, after Anthony Davis has let you down by missing 2 free throws, you can't march to the line and clank them both, LeBrick both free throws, because your team needs you at least to make one of them to feel better about itself. And I thought that was the psychological death blow for the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was just impossible to overcome that because it looked like your 2 superstars marched to the line, had chances to tie the game, and both of them goose-egged from the free throw line.
They did.
And then down the stretch, after that, LeBron misses a layup. And to your point, he was driving it enough.
Right.
Having some problems. Again, he's at the end of his 17th year. Is he as explosive as he was when he was 22?
No, he ain't going to just be able to elevate over everybody all the time.
He can't do that. He's still extremely explosive and athletic for 35.
Right.
Extremely. It's extraordinary, but he's not a kid anymore.
Right.
And yet he attacks with the right fury, but then he starts to launch. Listen, Hassan Whiteside, he'll lead the league in blocks.
Yeah, he had 5 last night.
He had 5.
So,
and it changed the game and saved the game.
It did, because he looked like Danny Green or Kuzma was about to have a layup, and then he comes out of nowhere and blocks that one. He blocks 2 of LeBron James shots. He blocks 1 of AD's. So he blocks a dunk on Dwight Howard. So, yes, and plus the 23-point skip, it took him 20 shots.
Took him 20 shots, but he got 16 assists. And they shot 5 of 32 from 3. Help me out with the math.
They shoot 30%. He got 22, 23 assists.
Maybe
even 25.
Maybe 25 assists.
Yes.
Well, would that not be? We would have done the whole show about LeBron.
Well, they'd have won the game.
Yeah.
But the thing was, Skip, they couldn't make threes early.
Mm.
And so they made a few, and when Danny Green finally hit one, I just collapsed. I just collapsed on the floor. I was like, huh. And then
one thing about Danny Green, he will not stop taking them. He is fearless and no conscience about shooting them. But when he gets cold, he gets ice cold.
Well, sometimes I want him to have a conscience. Sometimes I want you to stop doing things. Like, you know what? I shouldn't be doing
it. You know what they say. Shooters shoot.
And
you just have to keep shooting, and he will keep shooting. And trust me, it will turn around when you least expect it, and he'll make five in a row. And you'll say, where was that?
Is that going to be Thursday? He's going to make five in a row Thursday?
I got a feeling they need to start hot. Somebody else needs to make one first.
Yes.
So maybe LeBron needs to go down and logo LeBron one.
Yeah, that'd be
and
nice.
And then here they go.
Well, he tried to do a logo of LeBron and barely drew iron on it.
I know. They were all having a hard time. But when he and AD go 1-for-10 from three,
yes,
you're probably going to lose the game.
Yeah.
Obviously, he needs more help from his co-star, but I'm not sure he's going to get a whole lot more help.
No, AD got to be better than that.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want to be thought of as one of these Pantheon big men,
yeah,
if you want to be one of these historically great and you play for the Lakers, Skip, you got to deliver. You're not in New Orleans. You can't say, well, I don't have any help. You got LeBron James, and y'all should be enough. No mercy.